Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of American Golf Association's Golf Swing from the Ground Up, coming to you on the Baden Hill Radio Network, BHTN, with your host, MJ, and Master Golf Teaching Professional, Chris Warner. How's everything going today, Chris?
Hey, it's just doing great, man. Another beautiful day out here in Houston.
Yes, indeed. It's awesome. A little bit windy here, but still an awesome sunny day, perfect for playing a round or two of golf.
Yeah, we're getting out and practicing.
Yeah, there you go. Loosen up, do your stretching, get all your exercises in, and get out and do a little bit of practice. But before we get started here, if you'd like to give us a call and ask a question while we're here live, you can reach us at 347-326-9154. You can always tweet us at AmericanGolfASN. Or send us an email to info@my-aga.org. We'd be more than happy to answer any and all your questions that you can send us about anything and everything golf. And, of course, if you like to, you can send us an email during the week at any time, or even a tweet for that matter. And we'll be more than happy to respond. And we'll even do some research if necessary on some different products you're looking at purchasing. And with that, of course, we always like to get started with our joke of the week. And so this week it's the doctor. So a married couple is out for their weekly round of golf. It's a good thing, getting out there and doing a weekly round of golf and enjoying a great day and great play. But on the ninth green, something terrible happens. The wife screams in agony and collapses to the green. That doesn't sound good. Oh, no, the husband exclaims. You're having a heart attack. Help me, dear, the wife implores. Find a doctor. The husband runs off as fast as he can to find the doctor. He returns to the green quickly, picks up his putter, and lines up his putt. His wife raises her head off the green and glares at him. I'm dying over here, and you're putting? She asks incredulously. Don't worry, dear, says the husband calmly. I found the doctor on the second hole, and he's coming to help. Well, how long will it take for him to get here? The wife vehemently asks. No time at all, her husband answered. While practicing his stroke, everybody's already agreed to let him play through.
Is that part of that man. Affordable Air Care Act?
it would be, but that's the premium plan.
Oh,
you actually get your doctor when you need him.
Wow. Play through. Wow.
Oh, that's too good. I couldn't believe he couldn't find another doctor on any of the other holes. I thought that's what they always did out there playing golf.
He just hoped that he's not shooting triple bogeys on each hole.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Man.
But that's a good one.
He's using that 5-minute rule to find his ball.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Make sure he doesn't get one in, or certainly hopefully he doesn't need a ruling on anything and wait for a committee member to get over there and take a ruling.
Or stop between nines for a cold beer.
There you go. I love it. But let's move on to this week's golf trivia contest. But before we get to this week's question, let's review last week's results. And last week's question was, how much is the most expensive golf club? So, wow, with that, Chris, what's your guess on that one?
Hey, when I saw the answer to this, I was pretty put back. This is incredible. The oldest verified club with the club manufacturer's stamp was a putter from Andrew Dixon from the 1700s, Sotheby's auctioned off this long-nosed putter in 2007 for, get this, $181,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of dough.
Yeah, I wonder who bought that.
Probably somebody that can't putt worth a hoot.
Oh, then it had to be Tiger Woods.
Yeah, that thing, that's true. Can't make the cut, but I could sure afford it. Let me buy a game.
Yeah, that's about 3 minutes worth of sponsorship for Nike. So.
Wow. Man.
Yeah, but there are those wealthy individuals out there that start these big collections. And a lot of times they're real quiet people, but they're extraordinarily wealthy. And they'll probably end up, you know, when they die, make a donation, you know, hopefully to a museum, or they set up a museum where they can display all of those, you know, great artifacts that they've collected over the years, especially around golf, you know, collecting putters like that and golf clubs and just anything and everything golf related.
That's pretty neat. I've got a collection myself that's not, you know, anything like that, but these are some from the turn of the century that are the hickory shafts. And I've got a book that shows, you know, not only pictures, but describes each club, what it is and what it's worth, the going value of that club. And some of them are right on up there. It's a pretty good collection. So I'm proud of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great work. So the individual who got it right in our last week's winner was Ryan B. from Las Vegas. He was probably
all right. Congratulations.
Yep. For his correct answer, he won an American Golf Association membership where he can manage his USGA handicap index and where he will be able to save up to 80% on green fees on over 100,000 tee times at over 5,000 golf courses nationwide. So congratulations, Ryan. Well done.
Very good.
Indeed. So moving on to this week's clue and question. The question is, how many new 18-hole golf courses opened in 2013? So this is the latest statistics we have. So the question again, how many new 18-hole golf courses opened in 2013? Which is a pretty interesting answer. Do you think
yeah,
you have an idea,
is.
Humphrey?
Yeah, I do. And you know, it's pleasing to see this because when you're looking across the internet and you listen to some of the forums and the posts, all they're talking about is all the golf courses that are closing down. And quite honestly, even though there's some that might be mismanaged and going out of business, like barbecue restaurants and, you know, anything else that's mismanaged,
right.
Golf itself is not declining as they try to make it out to be. It's just not happening. There are more golf courses and the game is growing. So, and we're trying to do what we can to invigorate that and help it along as well.
Yep, absolutely. So if you think you know the answer, send the answer in an email to trivia@my-aga.org. Again, that's trivia@my-aga.org. And if you email us the correct answer, you could win a free American Golf Association membership. And each individual who emails us the correct answer by the deadline will be entered into a drawing for the free membership. So be sure to include your contact information so we can get you that membership. And the deadline to receive your answer for this week's question is midnight, CST, February 14th. 2015 on St. Valentine's Day.
All right. You know, I want to go back to one other thing. This kind of come across me, the joke of the week. I wonder if golf bags are made specially for doctors with defibrillators in them.
Wow, that would be kind of cool, huh? Have it right
that
there on the
sell.
Course. Yeah.
Yeah,
indeed.
Metabag.
Yeah, and so they'd get paid there at that premium rates, you know, from insurance companies because they made house call.
That's right. Yeah. Course call. That's even more.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Indeed. So you got all the expenses to go along with it, the round of golf.
That's right.
Well, with that, let's move on to one of our more popular segments of the week that people really enjoy, learning about the rules of golf. So this week's rule is 33-2A/10.5, the status of tree basins. So this is kind of interesting, and this happens in a lot of places that have these big old deciduous trees. So the question is, what is the status under the rules of tree wells or tree basins? So what's going on with that, Chris?
Well, to be honest with you, there is no relief under the rules from tree basins, which are not man or artificial, you know, man-made or artificial materials. It's what's there. It's what was there first. If a tree basin was an artificial wall, the wall in an would be an instruction, unless the committee deems it to be an inaugural part of the course under Rule 33-2A. But there's no rules for that. It is what it is. So
yeah.
You know what I like about this is, if you notice, the number of the rule itself, 33-2A/10.5. Does that tell you how many times they've changed their mind?
Quite a few.
Wow, it's been a lot of trouble with that.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's with, you got those, you know, strategically placed trees out there that grow up, and now they've got roots that are coming out, because I know we had a rule about roots before, and then all of those different things that align with stuff. And again, the best rule that you can think of is to be sure that you hit it down in the short grass, right in the fairway, and you don't have to worry about all these trees and stuff. But occasionally these
things happen. That's right. Keep it down the middle.
And one of the courses that was by a house where I used to live, there was a big old, live oak tree. And so they improved the ground around it. And so it was probably a good, at least a quarter of an acre. And, you know, that could possibly be interpreted as a tree base. And so they left this big bowl, if you will, around this humongous tree. And, you know, it'd be almost like a pot bunker, if you will. And if you landed in there, you know, and I'm sure that's probably why some of these rules came about and said, okay, come on, this was clearly man-made. It was, but again, it was already there, but it's not an artificial wall. It is now part of the landscape. It's just like if they go and move a tee box. You know, the
right.
new location is the new tee box. And so I always thought that was interesting, you know, if you got yourself into trouble into that big old bowl, there actually is no relief. Got to hit it from where it lies or, you know, take it out. Penalty.
If it's something that was natural, it's one thing. If it was something that was changed by man to accommodate, you know, whether it be the way the course looks or the layout or something like that, mm-hmm. it's been altered at an unnatural state. And that's where these committee rulings come in to make, you know, changes for that.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's interesting. And I'm sure we'll get more underneath that, more of those type of rules as we continue to move forward each and every week.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to know. The key there is don't hit the ball, you know, if it's up against a tree or in a basin where you're going to injure yourself or break a club or hurt someone else. Take the drop and get punch it out.
Yeah, leave the other to, you know, Sebby's history. He was the man for that.
Yeah, indeed. Well, with that, let's move on to this week's featured event so we can spend a little bit of time on to our different featured items. Let Chris talk as much as he can on that. So this week's featured event is the Jason Duffner Foundation Celebrity Golf Classic. It's going to be held Sunday, March 22nd, and Monday, March 23rd, at Moores Mill Club, located at 1957 Fairway Drive. I thought it was going to be 1957 Chevy Drive, but nope, it's 1957 Fairway Drive in Auburn, Alabama. So the Jason Duffner Foundation focuses on ending childhood hunger in Lee County, Alabama, through partnerships with local, regional, and national organizations. Currently, the foundation provides weekend meals for more than 800 children throughout the school year, as well as providing resources and programs to impactful Auburn area initiatives such as the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Lee County and the Hunger Solutions Institute at Auburn University. And through their foundation, the Duffners are also active with End of Childhood Hunger in Alabama, a statewide task force formed to leverage resources, raising awareness, and funds for the issue. All proceeds from the event will fund programs and initiatives of the foundation, which is helping to end childhood hunger in East Alabama. And so kids living in our community are hungry, but we can do something about it, said Jason Duffner. Hosting events like a 5K and a golf tournament help us raise money, awareness for the cause that means a lot to Amanda and me personally, he said. And more importantly, it actually makes a direct impact on every dollar we raise stays right there in Lee County. So the inaugural golf classic in 2014, just last year, raised $160,000, which is awesome.
That's great.
With yeah, indeed. With the proceeds, funding programs and initiative of the Boys Club, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Lee County, the Hunger Solution Institute at Auburn University, and the Foundation's Blessing is a backpack program. So the 2014 golf tournament sold out quickly. Businesses or individuals interested in sponsoring or participating in any of the weekend event can visit the website, www.jasonduffnerfoundation.com, and you can get some complete information there. And I know they've already sold out a number of the high-end sponsorships there, but there are still some opportunities, sponsoring holes, getting some individual stuff. So if you're an Auburn graduate, good time to get back there and meet with some friends, get a foursome together, get out there and sponsor that event. It's a great thing. And with that, let's turn to our featured golf course, which is Indian Pine. And interestingly enough, it's all located out there in Auburn, Alabama, at 900 Country Club Drive. And the 18-hole Indian Pines course at the Indian Pines Golf Course facility in Auburn, Alabama, features 6,213 yards of golf on the longest tees for a par 71. The course rating is 68.8. It has a slope rating of 119. Indian Pines Golf Course opened in 1976, and Kevin Pettit manages the course as the golf professional. Here's a cool thing about your savings if you want to go out there and play around at the Indian Pines Golf Course. For an 11:30 a.m. tee time on Friday, February 13th, you could enjoy a 32% savings using your AGA membership. The cost is $27, including the cart, where it normally costs $40. So you get a $13 savings for one player and a $52 savings for your foursome. And as normal, these savings are not available when you try to book a tee time directly with the course. Got to use your membership to do that. And so with your ADA membership, you can save up to 80% on tee times at over 5,000 courses nationwide by using the online tee time booking engine found at my-aga.org. And also included with your membership is the USGA Handicap Service and the AGA Mobile Golf Course GPS. So for more information on Indian Pines, visit their Facebook page at Indian-Pines-Golf-Course. Very interesting. Looks like a really great course out there. And I was actually surprised doing some research on golfing in and around the Auburn area. They've got quite a number of courses to select from, so that's a great thing.
Yeah, and the nice thing is that's out in the hills, if you will. I say the hills, it's the foothills of the Appalachians. And so the scenery in just about every single one of them is just absolutely beautiful. It's like going to the Blue Ridge Parkway on a miniature version, if you will. But it's hilly, it's nice, it's usually a little bit cooler, even in the summer. It's just really nice out there. And Auburn is, hey, that's a nice area.
Yeah, indeed. And from all those of you, you know, basically in the region, that's something you could even drive to if you wanted to from Houston. Wouldn't be that bad of a drive or
not
any of those
at all.
Yep, indeed. Well, with that, let's move on to our feature of the week. Is Mr. Chris, take it over on your featured item. What have you got for us this week?
Okay. Well, we as you know, we try to cover an item each week that we give a thumbs up to as far as a functional and usable training aid. I like to say it is a tool, but it's actually a training aid. And keeping in mind that anything that you use as a training aid is not designed to fix a problem. It's to reveal problems and help guide you into correctness. But you have to gain the feel from whatever it is and then you have to get that off of it and actually try to do it the natural way. So always keep that in mind, anything that we introduce on a weekly basis. One of the big things that's, you know, on people's mind, especially when they're learning, when they watch infomercials, commercials, et cetera, just to speak of golf, is power. They're talking about power, how to hit it so far. They're, you know, guys especially, but everybody's impressed with how far somebody hits the ball. And they wonder how this, you know, how people hit it so massively far and, you know, get so much distance. But yet, if you look at their physique, they're not exactly King Kong. They're not built real big. So you wonder, how in the world do they get so much power? Well, first of all, understanding what power is. Power has nothing to do with brute strength. It has to do with application. Everything in golf is angles and inertia. It all comes to that. We're using body levers, etc. So there's parts of the swing that need to be refined and timed. And what I'm gearing to this towards is the release of the club. And when I'm talking about that, when you bring the club back, the takeaway to the top of your swing, you gain what we call an angle. And it's the angle between the forward arm, or the arm closest to the intended target, which is, should be your dominant arm. So the angle between that and the club itself, we look at it at, per se, a 90-degree angle, okay? But it's like cocking a hammer. You're cocking the club. The trick in this, and I say the trick is the technique, is when you start coming down, it's not releasing that hammer at the top of your swing. It's maintaining that angle, storing the energy, and then when you get down close to impact, then you're releasing it. So this is where the high club head speed comes in, and of course the speed of that club of the head is the only thing that's going to influence the flight of that ball. So we're trying to get that thing moving as quickly as possible at a designated area in the impact zone. So one of the tools that was designed to help achieve that, it's called a swing right, and it's SWINGRITE. And you can find it. It's just that same spelling, www.swingright.com. It's a phenomenal tool, and it's used. It's got a screw-on piece at the end of it. It looks like a missile, and so it's adjustable at different swing speeds. So if you're starting out and you don't have a lot of, you know, swing speed or aggression or anything, this is something that you can get the same sensation, but yet somebody who swings the club very fast or aggressive can set it to a higher setting and get the same thing. But what it does is it clicks. It releases this little missile piece, and it slides over a lever at when it reaches a certain. So you can tell when you're releasing the club. And ideally what you want to do is release that club close to the impact zone just prior to it, say right outside the right pocket. And this will let you know if you're casting, which means you're letting the angle go way too early. That means you're throwing your half your swing away before it ever even gets into the impact area, so you're losing a lot of distance there. Or if you're what we would call blocking it, where you're holding on too long and you're releasing after impact, so it never gets applied to the ball. The release is already, it's too late. The ball's already been struck, and that usually leads to the ball going off, I don't want to say right or left, because if you're left-handed, it's just the opposite, but in front of you. If you don't release that club, then you're not going to square it up. And so therefore, like I say, it's going to take half your swing away. It never gets applied into the ball. So this is a very, very functional training aid that really works wonders. And again, it lets you swing in a natural way, because you can take slow swings, and that's great to a certain point, but it's not what you're really doing when you're swinging the club, and you don't want to separate the two. So if you can do something where you swing the club in a natural form, then it actually reveals what you're really doing in your swing when you're trying to swing a ball. So that's why I say this is a very good tool. It lets you know exactly when you're releasing the club, when you're releasing that angle and letting the club straighten back out. And centrifugal force is going to be the biggest part of why this happens. It's going to be present the whole time, but you're holding that club back and then you're releasing it at a given time. This will refine it, let you know when, and help you adjust to where your release is in the correct position. And again, it'll maximize your striking into the ball, maximize your club head speed through impact, and it'll let you know when you're off track. So get your hands on a swing right, and you can get a hold of us here at the AGA. We can get it for you. And again, this is something that you'll be very happy you got. It's paid big dividends.
Yeah, I've been looking at the website there, Chris, and it does look like a really good tool, and it's a very specific, if you will. So the more you use it, the better you're going to get. So that's one of those training things that'll really, really help your game out in the long run. And I would imagine, too, is if you get your swing off a little bit, because, you know, most of us are busy, and if we don't practice enough, the things we did learn, we could forget them, you know, our muscle memory and that kind of thing. And this is a great, great tool to use all the time, especially when you can't, you know, get outside to practice. If the weather's bad, you can use it indoors, and you can maintain, you know, what you've been working towards. I think that's just really a good idea.
Well, it's another thing is it actually helps you speed your club head up because you're aware of the release. And yep. You can tell if you're speeding up because you set the clicker to a little bit higher setting to get that click. You know you're swinging a little bit faster. So you're increasing your club head speed because of awareness. It's all through feel, but it's revealing the truth, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, I mean, years ago I tried to do, you know, increase my club head speed, and I was just, you know, all over the place with it, and I really wasn't doing it properly, and something like this would have really helped me out. And I would suggest that purchasing something like this first before you go out and try to buy, you know, a new set of drivers or a new set of clubs, I think would be, you know, it would save you a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
In the long run, because then you're going to, once you've got your swing to a certain place, I always like to see, you know, that you maximize your swing, but, you know, you're always trying to improve, and there's always room for improvement. But when you've got it to where you need to be, you know, it could make a big difference on what kind of clubs you get.
That's right.
So I think it's really good investment, you know. It's like a pilot program, if you will, or some way to test it, because, boy, oh, boy, I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, like, I've got to get one of those. When you first explained it, it's kind of hard to visualize, at least for me it was. But then when I took a look at it, I said, you know what, that makes so much sense. It's so simplistic and so easy to use. That's incredible.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Well, that's great. Well, it looks like we're getting down here on time. So I just want to make sure that we give out a special thanks to our top-notch staff, our supporters, our partners, our sponsors, and a special thanks to all our volunteers, because we couldn't do this without volunteers who really have an impact on what we can do here at the AGA. And, of course, a special thanks to Chris for being on the show again. Great work, Chris. Really appreciate it. And thanks for all you do for the AGA. And be sure to follow us on LinkedIn and like us on Facebook. Napoleon Hill reminds us that it is literally true that you can succeed best and quickest by helping others to succeed. So at the AGA, we're changing the fuse is lit. Good night, everybody.
Good night.